6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into today's show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Hump Day Wednesday, August 13th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. Connecting the dots and looking at these stories. The Assistant Attorney General under this Attorney General, Dana Nessel, caused this to happen. I got a text message that said, Randy, it's a big law firm. You even said it. It's the largest law firm in the state of Michigan. Dana Nessel cannot possibly know every case that they're handling and oversee and have direct hands-on communication with her assistant attorney generals to possibly know the ins and outs, the intricacies of every single case. Well, I've gotten text messages from you in the past, and I know that you're a very far left leaning Democrat. I know where you argue with me all the time after my show. So I am not going to accept your excuse for an elected official in charge of running the largest law firm in the state of Michigan with the largest budget of any law firm in the state of Michigan as the top law enforcement officer of the state of Michigan. I'm not buying your excuse. I apologize, folks. My throat's closing up. I can barely talk. I'm so mad about this case. Former Michigan State Trooper Brett Gooding said, Randy, not only did they survey the rank and file, these troopers, they also surveyed the commanding officers. Now, I'm assuming from him saying commanding officers, are you talking, Brett, about the post commanders? Is that who the command officers are? Each post, each branch, every office of the Michigan State Police have posts all over the state. We've got them in Traverse City. We have it in Gaylord. We have Petoskey. I'm not sure not if there's a post in Sheboygan. These posts have commanding officers, command officers. They came up with the exact same conclusion that the troopers, the rank and file guys, came up with. They need new leadership at the Michigan State Police. This governor, Gretchen Whitmer, refuses to replace them. What is her ties to this director, this assistant director of the Michigan State Police? What is her relationship with them? When you've got your rank and file troopers, these people are some of the best people I have ever known. I'm sorry, Brett Gooding used to be a state trooper. I'm working with other state troopers on other things right now. These guys are absolutely amazing. These women. And when they say, sorry, without you knowing my name, I can return this survey. Okay. Most of them did. I think it was like 10%, 15% of the surveys that went out did not respond for fear probably of retribution. if they found out who it was that actually returned the survey, they might be facing problems, issues with the current director. This governor is mismanaging the Michigan State Police. This attorney general is not up to the task of being the attorney general to run that office. But yet both of them are potentially seeking higher office in the future. Dana Nessel hasn't formally announced anything yet. She needs to go back to the private sector, and so does Gretchen Whitmer. Oh, no, she's going to run for president in 2028. With her incompetence handling of the China virus, the shutdown that she did to us, the damage she did to our state, she wants to be president? And Dana Nessel, not competent to oversee and be the attorney general running the attorney general's office, she might want higher office as well? Are you kidding me? This is unacceptable, folks. We need to make sure that the entire country knows about how horrible a governor Gretchen Whitmer has been when she runs for president in 2028. I'm not going to say her name. She works for the state. 97% of the surveys were returned, parentheses, I believe it was a very high number. When I read the story from MERS, I want to say they sent out 1,400 and some, and I believe 1,298 were returned. That's from memory. I don't remember what I had for breakfast yesterday, but, oh, that's right, I don't have breakfast. Anyway, the bottom line is, it was a high number. I agree with you. I don't think it was 97%. It was more like, I think 10% didn't return. 90% returned them, not 97%. But it doesn't matter. When you survey that many people, I mean, we're not talking about, do you realize that political polling for campaigns, when these polling companies, these political consultants do their polling for the next U.S. senator, the next governor, they only survey 600 people, maybe 800. These people was like 1,300 surveys came back. Like double what a political poll is. No faith and confidence in leadership of the Michigan State Police. And this governor, Gretchen Whitmer, ignored them and kept these people in place. Who, by the way, were the director back in the day when this case took place. And The one thing that I just upsets me more than anything, I think about this little girl, 4 years old. Mom and dad are getting a divorce. Who planted the seed in this little girl's mind to get her to believe that somebody put a salami inside her and allowed her to be photographed while naked? Can you imagine the harm that's been done to this little girl, this poor little girl? Her innocence stolen because of a divorce. Contentious custody battle. Unbelievable. I can't even fathom what this little girl is going to go through for the rest of her life. I hope Dad is able to get custody of this little girl with his $58.5 million of our taxpayer dollars so that he can get her professional counseling. Have her see a professional and have her work through this as she gets older. So that hopefully, God willing, she can be restored to have a normal life. Where maybe, possibly, Lord willing, she's able to date and have a relationship with a man and get married and have a family and put all this behind her. She's then allowed with restored mental health to be able to decide whether or not she wants to even have a relationship with her mother and her father. He might not get custody. She might be put up for a ward of the state. I don't have any idea. None of that is even in this story. I'm just thinking outside the box down the road. What is going to happen to this young lady, this young girl? 4 years old at the time, 6 years ago, maybe 10 now, 10, 11. I have no idea. This is very, very upsetting. And with this attorney general failing to oversee and properly vetting the assistant attorney generals that she has on her staff and how they are running their cases, I hope that this decision, because this story just broke basically 2 hours ago. Let me refresh this page. Hold on. Refresh. 5 hours ago, 4 hours ago on Associated Press, 5 hours ago on the Detroit Free Press. Oh my God, this is amazing. Paul Egan of the Detroit Free Press updated the story here at, I hate those pop-up ads, 7:41 a.m. this morning. Came out with the story last night, updated it this morning. Jury returns $58.5 million verdict for cop falsely accused of child sexual abuse. And then MERS did their story off of his. We'll wrap this up. Final segment of hour number two. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Last segment of hour number two before we move on to other stories. During the break, took the time to read Paul Egan's story. And basically, MERS News Service confirmed most of the facts that came out of Paul Egan's story as well. Associated Press, very much, very similar as well. I went through both of them during the break. The only actual date difference is this jury awarded $33 million in compensatory damages plus punitive damages of $10 million against the former Michigan State Trooper Busica, who altered police reports and changed evidence. $15 million against the former Assistant Attorney General. According to the attorney, Josh Blanchard. Blanchard of Greenville described the conduct of the defendants in this case during a telephone interview with the Detroit Free Press shortly after the verdict, was their actions were reprehensible. Absolute travesty. The awards, the money, $58.5 million, totally justified. This is, without a doubt, what this state trooper did. $43 million, as well as $15 million against the Assistant Attorney General. Just, again, reprehensible. Absolutely agree with the attorney. They prosecuted him knowing that they didn't have the evidence. Then they covered it up. Quote unquote, said Blanchard. Well, the attorney for Busica, who was a trooper when McMaster was investigated but later promoted to lieutenant, did not immediately respond to an email seeking comment. The assistant attorney general, record show, was disbarred in 2021. Represented himself at trial. He too could not be reached for comment. This is just absolutely unbelievable. So you have to understand, Oakland County Sheriff's Office began investigating this issue back in 2016. So now that part of it changes the age of the young girl. She was four then at the age of the year 2016. She was four 9 years ago. So now she's a teenager. She's 13. Mersh did not get into this background because the allegations first formed when he was a Detroit police officer, former Detroit police officer, who was working as a police officer in Florida at the time the charges began investigating by the Oakland County Sheriff's Office. According to court records, the Oakland County Sheriff's Office determined there was not enough evidence to support charges. So they did not recommend to the Oakland County prosecutor to bring charges against this guy. At the most local level, who does the investigating, they determined not to recommend charges. Fast forward to 2019, evidence was tampered with to get this guy. This assistant attorney general under Dana Nessel, then the now acting attorney general, went forward with the case. Now the state of Michigan taxpayers have to write a check for $58.5 million. Well, you know what? It's going to ultimately be responsible for the Michigan State Police Fund budget to pay the former troopers part of the lawsuit and Dana Nessel's budget to pay the other for her assistant attorney general. Bottom line, folks, it's still our money. I'm sorry, it's not good enough that these people are disbarred and no longer working for the state. Sorry that this guy is no longer a state trooper. I think the taxpayers of Michigan should go after them to reimburse us. Why should we be paying this verdict on something they did wrongly? Oh, it's Randy, you don't understand. It's an $82 billion budget. Department of Health and Human Services is $37.6 billion. The Michigan State Police is, you know, billions of dollars. Randy, come on. $58 million is a drop in the bucket. Nothing here to see, folks. Move on. Michigan is broken and it needs to be fixed. Final hour today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Was their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you.